You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Any friends, etc., spending more than 30 minutes at the dwelling will need to pay rent.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
We always have a little boogie to this sting and kind of sets a tone for the vibe.
It's fun, but it feels grim.
It does. How are you, Celine?
I'm well. We're getting our plumber's problem sorted out tomorrow.
Nice. Love that for your renting situation.
Thank you.
We've been trying to do a deep dive since about 2 weeks ago. We had a question about political hoardings on people's fences. Who has the right to put it there? Obviously, it has to be someone connected to the property, but is it you as a renter or is it you as a landlord who has a, sort of protected right to put a political sign on your fence? And it turns out it's not necessarily a bloody straightforward answer, which is very annoying.
Yeah, which is classic.
It is classic. We've had a bit of a chat to the Electoral Commission. Stella, would you like to read out what they've said to start off with, and then we'll get into some of the stuff you've been looking up, Celine?
Yes. An Electoral Commission spokesperson has told us that hoardings may be displayed on private property, except for Election Day, of course. However, parties and candidates should seek the permission of the property owner and or occupant before hoardings are erected. Whether a landlord or tenant decides to put a hoarding up is a tenancy matter for them, and parties and candidates can only pay someone to put up an election sign on their property if displaying signs is part of their business. But you can find more information about election signage on their website. But that's the line.
So it is basically like still a bit of a moot point.
Yeah.
Says you should have a conversation about it. Aye, aye, aye.
Which I probably can't do much better than either.
Well, hit us. What have you been looking into, Celine?
I've been talking to some of the great people at Renters United who are all over all of this stuff and trying to keep abreast of what happens in the media. So there was a little bit of media coverage last election around a flat that had suddenly unnamed party hoarding go up on the side of their flat that they were not ideologically aligned with.
Mm-hmm.
And they ripped it down, and we've now learnt that that is not what you should do.
It's not a good idea.
No, so that becomes an illegal action.
Good to know.
Yep.
Don't rip them down. Even if you don't like it.
No, so the hoardings basically, which I didn't totally understand either, get put up by the party and then they get removed by the party before election day. So it's either a landlord or a tenant would have contacted the party to say, hey, we're interested in having a hoarding up on our property. So as the kind of Electoral Commission says, the landlord should ask tenants permission before they do something like that. You can, if you wake up and there's suddenly one on your flat, you could definitely argue that it shouldn't be there. It can impede your right to quiet enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely what to argue again. But it does, and if you request to the party for them to remove the sign, if you were to get evicted for that, that would really breach the Residential Tenancies Act.
Right.
So
okay.
It shouldn't be something that you're not allowed to do. But the trouble here as well is that it's really regulated by particular council bylaws. So it really depends where you are. There is an Auckland transport bylaw, apparently, like an Auckland bylaw that states landlords must obtain the consent of the occupier.
Okay.
So I think in Auckland, at least, we've got more of a particular support there.
So if you are a tenant, do you have to tell your landlord before you stick a hoarding on the fence?
That one is more unclear.
Okay.
and all I can really think about there is there's a kind of clause in the Residential Tenancies Act around like tenants' fixtures and needing to get permission from landlords there. So it's still unclear.
Okay, so basic takeaway points are whatever happens, if a hoarding goes up on your fence, you can't just take it down because that is illegal.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Don't do that. Also, you can contact the party. Do you have to talk to your landlord before you contact the party?
I guess, again, it's kind of that thing of you're wanting to keep everyone on side, act in good faith, maybe contact the landlord first, but then it depends what you think will aggravate someone the most. It's a difficult thing, but you do definitely have a right to argue in Auckland, at least, that
shouldn't be going
that
up
it shouldn't
your
be
permission.
Going up. But if you wake up and you see one there, I would be checking what your council bylaws are.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be less confident that tenants would be able to do it.
just randomly.
Just randomly themselves.
Oh, we love a vague bit of lore. We've got one very quick question that's come through, Celine, from someone who says, "Hey, Celine, we've just had a new flatmate move in. It was all cool, but our landlord has been taking a long time getting the papers sorted. Starting to get a little bit nervous about this. Should we be worried, or what should we be doing to hurry that process along?"
I guess it depends on the specifics. So are you signing a new lease with them on it, or are you adding them kind of, I guess you're not adding them to a flatmate agreement because they're signing the lease in some way. So I guess I'm not totally sure, I'm afraid. It really depends. If they've agreed to have another person move in or a switch of tenant, then that should be absolutely fine. And if you've got emails, you've got a record of that, then you, I'm sure, can fall back on that as support. If you kind of haven't told them yet and then they haven't got back to you, that might be a little bit trickier. But I guess more, I would need to know a few more specifics, but I guess it depends as well. Sometimes landlords charge you for a change of tenant, and others don't. So that's kind of, again, up to the discretion of the landlord.
Delightful. We love renting in New Zealand. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Celine.
No problem.
Again, it's good to get to the bottom of these conversations. If you do live in a flat and you happen to have some sort of hoarding issue happen at your house, please tell us about it. We're now all so much more invested in this because we're all very interested in the vagueness around this law. So if something happens to you, please tell us. We can keep your names out of it. We're just very interested in knowing about it. Thank you, Celine, for getting into that for us. Thanks to the Electoral Commission and Renters United as well. We'll put links, useful links, as always, in the podcast after the show, and we will talk to you again next week. Ka kite.
A plague on both your investment houses. That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland Renters Advocate, Celine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.